We got a lot going on here.
This is gonna be a good one.
This is double trouble.
I'm excited about it.
Shall we?
Yes.
For the first time.
For the first time. Cheers. So I can smell corn mixed with maple syrup.
That'd be pretty much correct. I got the stats, and that's pretty much correct. I like it. I don't feel like it's overpowering crazy for a maple, barrel style finished bourbon, but solid.
All right, so hit me with the stats.
94 proof.
Okay.
In the 2023 edition, which is what we have,
mm-hmm.
2 years finishing time in the barrels.
In?
The maple bourbon barrel stout barrels.
2 years?
2 years.
Maple, okay, in the beer barrels.
In the beer barrels.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, we're kind of doing this a little backwards from the way it would go.
Right.
But... And once you hear how long the beer stays in those, you'll be extra impressed with how long those stayed in.
So basically, it's just kind of like a circle of life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. So they finished the beer in freshly emptied maple syrup bourbon barrels.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, once that was out, put the bourbon in. Yeah.
Mm, that's fair.
So we're doing both of them.
I love the concept.
It is really neat to try both together.
Yeah. Is it designed to do? To try them together?
I don't know if it's designed to do that, but that's all I wanted
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get stuff like that, it is so cool to see what you pull out from both. So shall we try the beer?
Yeah.
In our little glasses.
Cheers. Cheers. These are cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So the beer, 18 months in those barrels. So think about that. 18 months in the barrels.
Okay.
2 years in those barrels after the fact.
Wow.
Long circle of life.
It is. I love the... Again, the circle, I feel like it's a lot of like reuse, recycle, like not, you know, no wasteful things you know, going on in the process, which I love. Man, there's a lot going on here, like literally.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing double.
No, it, and I'm not going to say that's in a bad way, but there is a lot happening, a lot of flavors. I mean, you get oak, leather, corn, maple, beer, chocolate. Like you get
maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Yeah.
So what's funny was you said you got the corn.
Right.
72% corn.
Right.
15% rye.
Right.
18% malted barley mash bill.
Yeah.
And then obviously beer.
Yeah.
Very delicious beer.
Very delicious beer.
So how are you feeling on the two?
Well, the beer is really good.
I would say the beer is the star of the show.
Yeah. But I think if you're going to do this together, you do the beer first. And just like this, like you take a little...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Now, if you want to do a full pour of the beer, that's fine. And then just do a little bit of the bourbon and then chase it.
Because it is nice, because you do get to see how they
pair up,
how they were...
Let me do that one more time.
So, are you feeling anything off of
chocolate this? Covered corn.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's
good. Drizzled with maple syrup.
Yeah. I like it. And I think I might have the perfect song for it.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it, Maestro. Can't hear it. Turn it up louder.
A little Leonard Skinner for you.
Oh, yeah?
A little double trouble.
Oh! Seems very fitting. I got you.
12% ABV.
Yep.
94 proof.
Yep.
You'll be in trouble at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, if you... Yeah, this is 12 fluid ounces and 12%.
Yeah.
You're going to be really happy at the end of the night after that. I like that, a little double trouble.
I like it too. So, the stats.
All right, stats.
94 proof. Yep. MSRP is 70.
Okay.
12% ABV or 24 proof if we're sticking with the same. $20 for a 4-pack. Thoughts on it all?
Thoughts? Local? I like it. I really do.
This beer is fantastic.
No, the beer is, like you said, star of the show. This is it. A little bit of work to do on the bourbon in my end, but I don't think that it's not taken away from anything. Like, I do think it's adding.
No,
and it's a.
And if we're being honest,
it's a backup dancer.
Fair point. Also, one of the better ones that we've had from Town Branch.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. For sure. No, I feel like just the bourbon on its own. It smells good. You can tell it's very, very young.
It's very corn forward.
It's very, very corn forward. I don't want to use the word corny, but it is very...
You just did.
I did. No, I'm sorry. It is very corn forward. You can tell it's very young, especially on the glass. That's just how I can judge it. But that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I know they're working on it. They're trying to get there. They're getting better. They're getting there. Like, it's a work in progress because we know a lot of folks behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
And we know they're doing good things.
Yes.
And
this was one of the first ones that we both had it before we did the review.
Correct.
You know, I pull just the curtain think, back. That we were both like, ooh.
Yeah. And you know, it reminds me of our bourbon festival pour that we had there. It hit us in the face, and then once it got to the end, it just dropped on us. I feel like this one has the same effect. Like the finish just goes that.
Yeah, it's not as like flavorful as the start.
No,
but I think these two are fun together.
Oh yeah,
if you're a beer guy, bourbon barrel guy, you got to try this. And I think if you're a bourbon guy, it's worth trying both of these together.
And we have a lot of friends that are very, very dark, stout beer
guys. And I'm not one of them.
And this would be right up your alley, especially paired together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are, like, paired together, these are really, really good.
Yeah, I it's a fun combo.
Beer on its own is just...
The beer is the star, but it's a fun combo to try.
But be careful with the beer. You drink a 4-pack and you're...
Yep. You drink it two of them, uh-huh. You might be in trouble. So,
no, it's just what. So, what's the price point?
70, 20 for a 4-pack.
It's local. It's craft. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I think it would be fun, for sure. That, and I think this is well worth it as well. So yeah, I'm all there.
I'm all in.
Cheers!
Cheers!